thinking recently of a wonderful man that I met several years ago by the name of Dr. Harry Sirota. And I've been thinking about him because it's about this time last year that he passed away. He was an optometrist who had a unique way of describing vision and what vision was really all about. And I had the good fortune of meeting him and actually being examined by him so that he could advise me in terms of the right prescription for my eyes. And when I met him, the first thing he taught me was that nobody needs to be corrected for 20/20 vision. And that actually to be corrected that much is bad for the eyes. It creates a lot of tension. And that kind of summed up how I was feeling when I met him. I was feeling a lot of tension in my eyes and in my head and in my life in general. And through the next 3+ hours that we spent together, because he had a very unique way of examining you, I got to learn a lot about Dr. Sirota, and I learned a lot about myself in the process. The most unusual thing that he did was ask me to close my eyes, and he literally did the traditional eye examination, but with my eyes closed. And he would put that little machine in front of my eyes, and he would insert a lens in the right eye, and he'd say, okay, now breathe, and tell me what you're feeling. And I said, well, I'm feeling kind of awkward with my eyes closed, knowing that you're trying to fit me for my right prescription. He said, well, you need to just let go of that and relax and let your body tell you what you're feeling right now in response to this lens that I'm putting in front of your eye. Even if it's closed, you're still going to notice something. And so it took me a while to get with his program and get with the way he was introducing me to these concepts. But very definitely I felt something. I noticed that when he would put a particular lens in, my body would go, oh, that feels great. Then he'd put another lens in and my body would tell me, ooh, almost like, get away, take that away from me. So over those 3 hours that we spent together, he inserted and took out and inserted and took out a variety of lenses of different strengths. And we settled on a right eye, left eye lens that truly felt comfortable. And by comfortable, I meant that my body was just easy. The tension was definitely diminished or even gone, and I felt a sense of joy. Then he had me stand across the room from him, and he said, now when you look at me, how big do I seem? And I said, well, you seem like you're big, about 6 feet tall. He said, okay. He said, now I'm going to come a little bit closer. So he came a few feet closer, and he said, now, how big am I? I said, well, you're a lot bigger. And he said, and how does that feel? And I said, it's a little frightening in my belly. And he said, and how do you know that you're feeling a little frightened? And I said, well, I have this churning feeling in my belly. And he said, that's what your fear feels like. That's where your fear is living, in your belly. And then he got a little bit closer, and he said, now how big am I? I said, too big. And he said, so, tell me about your dad. Tell me about your relationship with your dad. And I found myself getting very emotional, really tearing up, because I didn't have the relationship that I wanted with my dad. I didn't have that close, comfortable connection with him. I had a lot of tension. I had a lot of fear of disappointing him, fear that he wouldn't be proud of me, fear that I couldn't connect with him. And then he looked at me and he said, and how has that affected your relationship in general with the men in your life? And it was a moment of aha for me where I realized what I'd known on one level, I now knew on a deeper level. So what I had known on one level is that my relationship with my dad is the foundation for the little one inside of me to have a relationship with men in general. And that if my relationship with my dad was not complete, that my relationship with men in general would not be complete. But on a deeper level, at that moment, I realized that I couldn't really allow men to come closely into my life or into my field of vision because there was just too much fear there. And as important as that big aha was for me, I think what was even more important was that Dr. Sirota showed me a different kind of connection with a man. He modeled this ideal father that was so safe and so gentle, so wise and so tender, all wrapped up in this one amazing being. So near the anniversary of his passing, I just wanted to share my reflection of Dr. Harry Sirota, a true visionary whose mission in life was to change how people see, primarily themselves. Have a good one.